Acts 8, verses 26 through 40. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place." And he rose and went. And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning, seated in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and join this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, I ask you, does this prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with the scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?" And he commanded the chariot to stop. And they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he passed through, he preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea.
The word of the Lord. Thanks, Tara.
Yeah.
The new Tara, guys. You had a trip to Jameson Shaw. Our very own Taylor Logan got the new do.
That's right. Highly recommend her.
All right. Well, hey, Taylor, well done. I know you guys, you know, can't see Tara's new hairdo, but just trust me, it's awesome. But we got more than hair to talk about today. Now, yeah. You know what, Tara? I actually had a moment in my life like this.
Ooh.
Yes.
Great story. Can you tell a short version?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'll tell a short version. So one time I was in Indonesia with a friend of mine who's a missionary, Barrett Fisher, and we were going...
Member of the church, by the way.
Yes. We were going to Selayar, which is this island that like the gospel really hadn't gone to yet. We go to this guy's house. He tells us, okay, this guy, Muslim guy living in Selayar, Indonesia, not gospel penetrated place. It's just a small, very remote island in Indonesia. We go to this guy's house. He tells us that he had started months before having these visions of a man in white that would say, "Good news is coming." After he started having these visions, these other Indonesian pastors who were kind of doing the same thing we were doing, going house to house, had been passing out Bibles. They gave him a Bible. And he thought to himself that the man in white that would come to him in his dream and say, "Good news is coming," was telling him that he thought this was the good news. Okay. So he starts reading the Bible. Okay. So we show up to this guy's house. This is a true story, guys. We show up to this guy's house. He has been reading his Bible and he says, "I need someone to tell me what these things mean." And so it just so happened that like a pastor and a missionary showed up at his house. And so we sat there and we walked him really through the whole thing. I mean, I kind of think what Philip does here goes through really the whole of scripture. Like somehow this eunuch knows what baptism is. Like how would he have known that? Like, so Philip's not just explaining Isaiah 53. It's funny to me that like the passage that the Ethiopian eunuch is reading is like the most gospel centric Old Testament passage that there is. But anyway, we walk him through the whole story from like creation to revelation of how God has revealed himself in Christ. And he looked at us at the end of our explanation. He said, "It is true. And I believe it." That guy's name was Bashri. And, you know, so far as I know, Bossery's still walking with the Lord. So anyway, I felt like I was in this story.
Yeah.
And, now we didn't baptize him. But it was really an amazing story. So
that's amazing.
Anyway, every time I read this, I think about Bossery.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the passage?
I just love that it's so clear that reading is not understanding, and how we need the community of believers around us to come to conclusions about what the scripture is telling us. And I mean, this eunuch, obviously he's like, he knows God, Yahweh. He's coming from his from Jerusalem after just having done a pilgrimage. So he knows that he knows the scriptures. He's reading Isaiah, but Philip needs to tell him the good news about Jesus. And just like I said, reading is not understanding. And he's so humble when he's like, do you know who he's talking about?
Right,
and
yeah.
Letting him into his chariot. I mean, this guy is not an unimportant person.
No. And you know what's interesting is the gospel has had a presence in Ethiopia for a long, long time. So this guy goes back to Ethiopia and starts sharing the gospel. There is Ethiopian Christian roots that date back to this guy.
That's amazing.
Even still to this day.
Yeah. And it's like, I love that the intentionality that the Spirit gives to Philip, like, this is where you're going to go. I'm going to send you to who you need to talk to. And it's this influential person that is going to do the job of spreading the gospel through Judea, Samaria, and through the end of the earth, Ethiopia, really, in this situation. This is just such a great example of the book of Acts, like the word going out and spreading and the disciples being obedient to that.
And I think one other little note here, too, you know, I know a lot of Christians, we love the New Testament, but this is an example of the Old Testament. This is an example of really this very Christ-filled Isaiah 53 passage that is ultimately stirring someone's heart towards salvation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, work through the prophets, read the book of Isaiah.
Yeah.
In God's revelation, he's ultimately showing us how we can know him and how we can know him ultimately in his son, Jesus. So,
and all scripture points to Christ.
Yes.
There is good news to be found in every bit of scripture.
That's a good word. Well, for Tara Thompson, I'm Jason Dees. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737, or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.